On this feast of the great apostle Thomas, we hear from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians that the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. The first church that was built after Constantine legalized Christianity was St. John Lateran's in Rome, which is the mother church of all churches. It's the Pope's Cathedral, and it's the head church of the entire world. And really, it's an incarnation of this reading from St. Paul, because the artists who designed it put in the pillars that are holding up the church the 12 apostles, and they're depicted as like the strongest guys ever. It's pretty impressive. But one little detail that strikes me is that when Thomas is pictured, they all have these very like dramatic poses. And you would hope that, you know, if there was a statue made of you someday, that it would show you in all your glory, all the things that you know everyone should appreciate about you, all the great things that you've done. And St. Thomas is standing there dramatically holding his finger out like this. You might ask, why is he doing that? Well, because that's the finger with which he touched the side of Christ. However, if you wanted the statue to show all the great things you've done, really in marble it's showing the greatest moment of shame of Thomas's life, that he was the one apostle who doubted. Obviously, we know him unfairly sometimes as doubting Thomas, right? So why did the artist depict this like that? Well, St. Paul says elsewhere, I glory in my own weakness, and I glory only in the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm willing to be ashamed only to show the glory that God has done through me. I'm weak, but he is strong. And through me, he takes not just the good things that I have, but he takes the weak things that I have and makes those the strongest things that I have. And so St. Thomas is memorialized with that finger that represents his doubt, and that doubt which God used to show to all of us that he was risen truly in the flesh. Through St. Thomas's foibles, he gave us the opportunity to see, no, this is our risen Lord in the flesh. Here he is. He suffered and died for us, and now he rose again. The same thing is true in our lives. Luckily, we have this beautiful church, this Catholic church, with Christ Jesus as the capstone, built on the pillars of imperfect men to house us, imperfect men and women, in order that we can be brought to salvation. But it's not because of our merits or all the great things that we've accomplished. It's because of our weakness. To get into the doors of the church, the spiritual church, you have to say, I'm weak, and that's why I'm here. I'm weak, and these are the reasons I'm weak. And God can then say, okay, now you're a member of this church. Now you're welcomed in because the salvation is all from me. So in our lives, don't be ashamed of your own weaknesses, your own things that you think, oh, this is what distances me from God, so I need to do all sorts of stuff to make up for that. Where God wants to meet you is precisely in those weaknesses, precisely in those points where you are like Thomas, so that you can hold up your finger one day, especially in heaven. I think in heaven, we're all going to see each other kind of like wounded soldiers in glory and say, here I am. Look, this is what I did in my life. And God was so great to me that he saved me, not in spite of that, but through that. These weaknesses are where he saved me. These sins that I committed are the places that he brought glory to show how great God is and how good he is to us, even though here and there we stumble and fall. So don't be ashamed of your weaknesses. Rather, be proud of the glory that God works through you, the glory that God works through broken earthen vessels, that he can manifest his glory to a world that needs his grace so much today.